so glad that you're here tonight, and especially because our missionary and his family is here, and we're going to hear a good preaching of the Word of God, and then a report of what God is doing. We encourage you to open the hymn books on number 255, and for those who are over the internet, I want to thank you for the emails that you already sent. I checked them. And what I shared this morning is the Word of God. And everything we share in this church is the Word of God. And sometimes these passages speak to us in a way that never spoke before. And so thank you for the words of encouragement. And we praise the Lord for those in the area of Brooklyn, New York, and for those in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Thank you. And it's late for you. It's about 8 o'clock. I hope you have your dinner and enjoy the service. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine, 255. Father, how gracious you are in giving us the opportunity not only to worship you this morning, but the strength to carry on the ministry during the day. And now we come to the closing of our day, and some of our people are here, others are listening over radio and internet. And so, Father, we are thankful for our missionary, Dante Ravines. Dr. Ravines has been faithful for 5 continuous Sundays here at church, teaching the ministry of thy word to the Spanish-speaking people. And tonight we're going to hear the word of God that you put in his heart for us. And then, Father, how precious it is to know his ministry in the Amazon River there, in Iquitos and Peru, all the way to Brazil area. So, Father, thank you for him and for his wife, because he dedicated his life not just to the profession that he has, but he gave the profession to you so that you use it for your glory. And we are grateful for that. We thank you for our church and for our support and his ministry, the privilege that we have to be with him in the Amazon. And perhaps one of those days, some people in our church are willing to go down there and spend a week with him. Thank you, Father, for having that privilege. Now, Father, bless those who need to go home and traveling at this hour. Bless those who are in the internet listening to us also at this hour. And may the praises of God and the Word of God be honored again as we close the day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, we'll let you have the opportunity in the evening service, more informal than in the morning, to choose a hymn. And we sing one stanza of that hymn. And so whatever is in your heart today, you can say hymn number so-and-so. And those who are in the internet, you can type into our control board, and then we know what hymn you would like to sing, and we do so. All right, we are watching the control, and not Brother Pastor Thompson.
258.
258. All right, here we are. He hided my soul. What a great song. And that's God, all right, doing the work for us. Thank you, Pastor. Okay, number 258. Because of the stripes, all right? It just covered me, his hand carried his blood. All right, Brother Plika. 185. Good to see you in chair in service without complaining that you're sick or something. That's good, all right? Good to see you. All right, 185. Well, when some of us get sick, then I miss Brother DeWiller for two or three Sundays. I'm trying to call, but nobody answers, so I assume he's in the East Coast where he has family, and from time to time he goes to see it. 185, glorious things of thee are spoken.
Thank you.
October the 17th, there will be a wedding here. Linda and Alejandro, Tricia is going to help me here, and I guess Devin too, playing. These people are not believers, but I'm counseling them. Tomorrow night will be the final counsel on the Word of God. They bought Bibles and they study the book of Ephesians with me. You never know what's happened. But they were in the wedding that the Lopez family here, Deborah's brother, no?
On the Reyes.
On the Reyes, excuse me, Heather Reyes. And they won a wedding under God's word. And what happened is their families are Roman Catholic. So I think in the invitation they said Father Otero. So, but they were very concerned that, you know, how it is, traditions take place in our Spanish family. The wedding is going to be in Spanish. And they said, how are we going to marry without the walls of the church? And that's what I took Augustine with me to Mexico to understand where they get the idea. And they get the idea in the year 297, where it was decreed by the Emperor of Rome that salvation is only within the walls of the Catholic Church. At that time, it was no Roman Catholic Church, it was Catholic Church. And so it's nice for me to know how people get to that point. But it's we pray that God will work in them. They call me. They cannot be here today. They listened to the sermon this morning, right there in Fremont, where they live. And they are fixing the homes because I told them, make the wedding very simple. You don't have to spend a lot of money, so the party will be in their home and so on. They have a house. They own a house. And so make the wedding over there. Make good enchiladas, and I go and eat it. And Raquel is not going to be there, so I can eat a lot. And but it's just she gave me a look like, say, I love you. But, you know, it's so good to know the people have listened to the Word of God, and the Word of God has attracted them. That once again confirmed to me that as we preach the Word, God reaches out and touches the hearts of people. All right, one more son, okay, or two, okay. Let me get to that young lady in the back.
455.
455, yes. 455. Was it wonderful to choose? In my heart, what happened? There rings the melody. All right, thank you, thank you. 455, all right? Darling, please.
There's 227.
227. Right here. The cleansing wave. You know, great? The cleansing wave. You go to a football stadium and soccer stadium, and the people will raise their hand like this, and the next section will raise, they call the wave. But here's the cleansing wave. All right? That's good. All right, 227.
Thank you.
thank you, Diane, and thank you, Henry, for being here tonight. I know the pressure of what it is to have a family, a member in the hospital scheduled for surgery. I want to add one more burden to the church. We just got a call in home. My brother-in-law, Gaspar Triasi, married to Raquel's older sister there in Modesto. He's in the hospital in the Modesto area. What's the name of the hospital? Memorial Hospital. He was bleeding, and they took it in for controlling, and tomorrow to call his own doctor. He's 82. He was healthy and so on, and suddenly, you know, stopped bleeding. So we will see what will happen. I encourage your prayers. Gaspar is his name. And he has been here many times with Raquel's sister. And we need to pray for Henry, peace of mind and heart, that God's going to do a great work on his mama, and is going to have his mama at healthy and walking again. Thank God for medicine, and thank God for hospitals in America who take care of you. All right? So now, without further introduction, the master, Dr. Dante. All right. There it is. All right, welcome.
Okay.